psychoanalyze you. You're stupid. I need to have negative thoughts to keep me safe from the saber-toothed tiger that's gonna pop out and eat me as soon as I step out of my cave. Humans were pretty fucked up, but there's beauty in that imperfection. Hello, hello. What is up, Floodsters? Welcome back. It's another day. It's another motherfucking day here in Boulder, Colorado. Coming to you once again from Basement Studio. I couldn't figure out what to talk about for this episode. I want to keep it short. It's just going to be a 10-minute musings because, well, I'm getting tired of editing the long ones and especially the video podcast. So I thought I'd just throw out a couple of short episodes for you and non-video ones just to get them out there. Just because you want to hear my fucking voice, I know it. So, I was having this conversation with Alex today about what to do for a podcast episode, and he mentioned this video on YouTube he had been watching about diet and weight loss and calories and all that fun stuff that I don't really like. But it actually was quite an interesting theory that this guy had. He is a professor at Cambridge. His name is Giles Yeo. And he says that calories do not matter as much as you think for this reason. Because certain foods take calories to digest. So if you eat a piece of chicken, say, this is not specific, but just an example. Let's say you eat 100 calories of chicken. You actually use 30 calories to digest that chicken, so you're really only eating like freaking 70 calories. And here's where it gets interesting. The more processed your food is, the easier it is to digest, the faster it is to digest, and the fewer calories you burn digesting it. So what is making you put on weight is that you are eating too much processed foods. You could, in theory, just eat the same calorie content of less processed food and lose weight. So you don't have to eat less calories. You just have to eat less processed foods, you know? So instead of eating like frickin' white pasta and hamburgers and chicken nuggets, all things I've eaten in the last week, by the way, focus on whole things like, you know, whole unprocessed meats and vegetables and fruits and grains. The less processed, the better. Yeah, I just think that's an interesting concept, and it's a good motivation for me to eat more unprocessed food. Because you're ultimately going to maintain your weight better, even able to eat more unprocessed food, because your digestion is burning up the calories more than if you're eating 1,900 calories of crap. Not to mention, you just get more vitamins and nutrients and all that good stuff from whole foods that you don't get when food is processed. And God knows if we don't all need more vitamins and minerals in our bodies. I've been struggling lately to get myself to eat enough vegetables. It's a real struggle. I'm good with the protein. I eat quite a bit of protein. I eat plenty of carbs. But the vegetables are a struggle because I have to cook them and I'm just lazy. I go through phases where I'm really good at it. I'm on top of it. I'm throwing shit in my air fryer every day, making sweet potato fries and roasted broccoli, and then phases where I'm too lazy to lift a finger in the kitchen and I'm just eating fucking chicken nuggets. But I am trying to take some good supplements to supplement the fact that I'm eating zero vegetables and fruit lately, like a nice green powder. Speaking of food, I'm going out for pho tonight. You know, Vietnamese pho, it's so good. I love it. And there's a decent place not too far from here, so I'm taking my dad and we're gonna eat some fucking pho. I loved the food in Vietnam. It is so good. And I've never had very good Vietnamese food in the U.S., Not that I've tried that hard, but like the couple of places I've been haven't been that good. But if you go to Vietnam, the thing I like about the food is that they have a lot of lighter options. Like pho seems pretty healthy, pretty light. It's not super oily. It's not cream-based. It's got veggies. It's got some noodles and chicken or beef and a nice healthy broth. And they really like greens, like raw greens. Like you get like a Vietnamese spring rolls that you make and you wrap everything with like some fresh basil and fresh herbs and lettuce and blah, blah, blah. And it's lighter than like even Thai food, for example. It can be spicy too, but there's not like so many curries and coconut cream and all that stuff that can be in Thai food. They do fried stuff. You know, some of the meat is kind of oily in Vietnamese food, but it's just great. Vietnam is a cool place. If you haven't been to Vietnam, go to fucking Vietnam. People are nice there. The landscape is beautiful. I didn't get to see near as much of it as I would have liked, but the couple of places I did go were incredible, beautiful, wonderful. But speaking about diet and all that stuff, I've been thinking a little bit about body image. I keep trying to release an episode about body image, but it's just been a struggle. I feel like I get a little too vulnerable with it, and then I get a little embarrassed, and then I delete it, you know? I've been in a decent place body image-wise. I feel like I'm at a really good weight. I feel like I look good right now. Because I definitely have body dysmorphia, and sometimes when I'm thin, I think I look good. And then I see photos of myself, and I'm like, I don't know, I look too skinny. And maybe I'm in a place, too, where I'm too skinny, and I just think I look good, but I don't think so. Alex thinks I look healthy. That's what I want. I want to look healthy. And I've just been working on that negative self-talk, that fucking bitch that lives in my brain who tells me I look like shit and I'm fat and I shouldn't eat that. I've been telling her to take a fucking hike lately. So working on those negative thoughts that are telling you you don't look good is really what is gonna give you the shift in your thinking and make you feel comfortable in your own body. And I have also found that going to the gym has decreased my negative thinking about my body because it's made me shift from thinking about weight and a number on a scale to thinking about health and building muscle. And the truth is, if you are really bodybuilding, the weight on the scale really starts to matter less because you start to gain muscle and you can weigh the same amount you weighed 4 years ago, for example, but have more muscle and actually look more slim overall because you have less fat and more muscle. So I can no longer weigh myself and think, oh my God, 150 pounds is heavy because I'm gaining muscle and I look thinner at 150 pounds than I did 5 years ago. But it's not even about how it looks. It's also that when I look in the mirror, I see myself as strong. And going to the gym and weight training has made me just feel strong and healthy and given me a better sense of how I feel about myself. The truth is, it's not just how you feel about yourself and how you talk about yourself. Body image, it's also related to how you perceive other people and how you judge other people. If you are judging other people's bodies, then you are going to judge your own body in comparison to theirs. It is bad to be judging other people if you want to improve your body image. When you are shifting your negative self-talk from calories, weight loss, I look bad, to health, strength, I am beautiful. You also have to shift your judgments of other people to positive things. Otherwise, that judgment will ultimately come back to you in your brain because you think other people are judging those things about you, and because you're judging them, and because it just perpetuates negative thinking, which is bad, bad, bad. So it's also important to pay attention to the influences around you. Like if you're around friends who are judging themselves, criticizing their bodies, that's going to make you think, well, if they're judging themselves, how are they judging me? Or if you're following influencers who are skinny and beautiful and you think, oh, but she has a little cellulite here, or, oh, she's too skinny, or she's too whatever, you're just going to judge that about yourself as well, or think other people are judging you because you're judging them. So be careful of the influences. For me, I find it valuable to follow people who have bodies that are like achievable to me and realistic. I like to follow like super jacked women, and maybe it's not totally realistic to expect to get that way, but to me it looks and seems healthier to be that way than to be really skinny, because I have been really skinny and for my body it does not work. I am not in a healthy mental place if I am super skinny usually. But if I was jacked and super muscular, I like to think that I would be happy because I'm going to the gym regularly. I'm committed to this thing. I mean, who's to say that these people are healthy and have good body image either? You don't know. And they could be taking steroids for all you know. But to me, the strong woman, the muscular woman, seems more healthy and more achievable and more aspirational. For me, it's less dangerous than following super thin women, or even women who have a lot of curves that are fake, like a Kardashian or something. Curves that have been made with money. So try to follow people who have a body type that is achievable. Aspirational is okay, but healthy aspirational. Alrighty, folks, that's all I have to say for today. As always, you can reach out to me at perfectlyflawedcast@gmail.com or hit me up on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram at perfectlyflawedcast. Bye.